Where's Joe? Right. Is Joe all the way in the very back room?
All the way behind us. Yeah, I want to hear about his wine.
Let's bring Joe into the studio first.
Because Joe's got a little story to tell, and I don't think we want to do it on the intercom mic.
No.
Now, so let's get the world's oldest phone screener here. Well, let me make sure that the phones are up again. There we go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, can I get the call letters for the Canadian station you got?
Hey, Joe, what are the call letters for the Canadian station we got?
C-T-A-U-K-B-C-W-U-M. Chum.
C-T-U.
Legendary. John Norman, do you have the call letters?
C-T-K-B. He just told me. It's 610 a.m. C-T-K-B.
How did he tell you and he didn't tell us?
We have ways.
Again, Mike, it's that secret intercom thing. It's that thing that's driving us crazy.
John just talked in my ear, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Oh, radio show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'd like to hear Bill Shatner cut loose.
Did you cream your hands today?
I saw you two brushed hands as you were both trying to push the same button.
I went to push a button, and Rob went to, of course, compulsively clean something up. And for a moment, it was like, I felt like...
You're blushing.
I felt like Fay Wray.
Yes. In the clutches of King Kong.
His giant monkey hand.
Jessica Lange. I felt like Jack Black. I'm using every goddamn King Kong reference now.
Who was the chick in the last one? What was her?
Was it Naomi Watts?
Naomi Watts. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Did you get the CD I sent you a couple weeks back?
Yes. Thank you very much for sending it.
Great.
Thank you.
It's great. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
We're trading it amongst each other.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
This is Josh, the happy mailman. How you doing?
The happy, as opposed to the angry mailman.
Oh, and you know what that is? That's a nickname. I'm terribly sorry. Yeah, you've been disqualified.
Right. Sort of boring.
Bye-bye. Nope.
Bye.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope. Everybody's right.
Happy mailman.
Rules is rules.
Mailman.
Parts is parts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's mine.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you guys know that was a pretty good segment. Wireless, traveling wireless. I was just wondering, are you going to name that segment, like, go out for a walk with Don and Mike or something?
That's catchy.
Yeah. I think I'm going to call it what I used to call your mom, the receptacle.
Oh, come on, man. My mom lives in Forestville, not Rockville.
We're just having fun.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what we're going to call it. Let's go for a walk with Don and Mike.
Taking a walk with Don and Mike. Mm-hmm.
No, more words. He did it with more words.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Walkies with Don and Mike.
Let's talk to VI for a second.
Yeah.
Joe Ardinger, of course, world's oldest phone screener. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Now, it was late yesterday in the show that we had some killer thunderstorms move through the D.C. metro area.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Joe got a call that at the time, now yesterday again, as I mentioned,
right,
with the going the mumps and everything, mm-hmm, I was just in such a crappy mood when Joe was telling me that his wife had called and said that she'd been hit by lightning or something. Right. I almost said, oh, come on. That's like Mike's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like Laura. Mm-hmm. Like, because every time there was bad weather, your ex-wife would say
she would call him.
Anytime there's a tornado.
That it would be right by your house.
It was right by the house.
Now, I bit my tongue. Mm-hmm. And goddamn if that doesn't hurt. Yeah, I didn't say a thing.
Is that why you were bleeding from the corner of your mouth?
Yeah. And that's
I thought that was simply internal.
Joe said, hey, Don, Tracy baby got hit by lightning. And I said, just bit my tongue.
And we all chalked it up to, you know, it was Joe being Joe, and we didn't think
absolutely
about it until he came in today, and apparently something
Joe
really did happen.
So what happened to your wife?
Well, like I said yesterday, there was a lightning bolt in our alleyway. She said she heard a pop. The computer went out. Internet went out, and we lost the television set.
So you got almost a direct hit at your house.
Yeah. So, and she also said at the time, she said, I feel numb on my right side.
Jeez.
And my jaw and my face are tingling and numb. Which I thought was strange because the window to the alleyway is on the left side if you're sitting at our computer.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's because of all the lights you have in your basement?
Lights?
Yeah, the big halogen lights.
Oh, yeah.
All your growing lights.
Right. Did you say that she, what were her symptoms again?
Tingling sensation and numbness.
Okay.
Sounds like having sex with me.
And she felt some pain also?
Yeah, in her jaw.
That's nothing that Carrie Spiewak doesn't experience every day.
True enough, Mike.
There's so many ways you could go with that. You could go with that, or you could go with sex.
Right.
So I went home and checked everything out. Turned out our cable was still working. I hooked another television set in the upstairs. It worked.
Good.
The modem was getting a cable signal, but the computer was not getting on the internet.
La, la, boring, not listening. Get to the part about your wife being hit by lightning.
Okay, so this morning, got a new modem, fixed everything. She sat down at the computer and realized that when the bolt hit, she was holding the mouse with her right hand.
So you think the lightning, actually the electricity, traveled from the mouse into her body?
It destroyed our modem. It destroyed the Ethernet wire going into the computer, so I had to wire it through the USB. I mean, all this stuff I learned this morning.
And is she still affected by this today?
Yeah, she's in bed today.
She's in bed today?
Yeah, because she was okay in the morning, but it came back. Now, we did all the research on the
internet. Does she smell like burned bacon?
No.
When
does
she holds
she have
a light,
the strength of 10 men?
When she holds a light bulb, does it light up?
No.
Vector.
Can she read minds?
You know, I saw an ad today for a movie.
She would be a mastermind.
I don't know. I'd be a mastermind. Maybe with one of the Wilson movies, one of the Wilson brothers.
Luke Wilson?
Or Owen, or one of those guys that looks like it.
You and me and Dupree?
Owen.
No, not that one. It's one that's... But my ex-girlfriend is a superhero, and it was first time I'd seen the ad, looked funny as hell to me because the guy breaks up with a chick who in real life is a superhero, has the dual identity. Mm-hmm.
And she like throws him against a wall and stuff. I forgot who the actress is that plays the role of the superhero, but I saw a trailer for that also.
She's good. She appears to be believable as a superhero.
It looked like it might be a funny movie.
Now, on the other hand, the one that you just mentioned, the one with Owen Wilson, to me looks about as dumb as predictable as it can get. That he's the house guest that won't go away, right?
Why do you have a problem with that, Don? I don't understand. You just you got to go with the flow. It's just Owen Wilson. I carved it out of wood. You got a problem with that?
You know, Owen Wilson is just Bruce Dern reincarnated. That's all he is.
Okay, Buster Brown. How about I just pluck your eyeballs out right out of the sockets now? Can I do that for you?
See, no, you don't. No, that
not working, is it?
I don't hear that.
No, I don't hear it. No, I don't. I don't look at the Owen Wilson movies.
You know the one that I was telling Rob that would be good for tomorrow.
Yeah,
Johnny Depp, but Johnny Depp as he is in that Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
I'll try to study. I'll do intense study right now
because I've not seen the movie, but I hear it's your Keith Richards impression done at a little faster speed.
Really, it's like that. So they don't make it like that, huh?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
All right. Well, I'll study. I'll study and see what we can do.
Wonderful. Oh, okay. Thank you, Rob.
Yo ho! Oh, this is the pirate song from Disney.
Yes.
I love this.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Daddy, I don't want to wait in line anymore.
I'll study my Johnny Depp because I can't do Owen Wilson. La 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 la.
So, Joe,
he sounds like Jesse Jackson.
What's the story with your wife?
Well, she's at home resting, and we called a doctor. Doesn't seem. Thank you, Rob. There doesn't seem to be any need to go to the emergency room. These things just kind of wear off on their own.
Oh. All right, we'll get out of here. Thank you. We'll take some calls.
Love you, Tracy, baby.
I love it when Joe does Joe.
Yes.
No, it's fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's a good story.
Hey. Let Don know it's Uma Thurman in that movie.
Uma Thurman.
Close.
Uma
close.
Thurman.
We were both close. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
I tell you what movie she's a total piece of ass in, and it's an awful movie. The follow-up to Get Shorty.
Be Cool.
Cool.
That movie is a suck fest.
John Travolta is
the worst movie I've ever seen.
John Travolta is like a wax dummy in that movie.
Horrible movie.
Harvey Keitel is awful in that.
And then they try to make up for it like when they roll the credits by having everybody dance real crazy-like. You know a movie's a suck job when the director says at the end of the movie, hey, this movie really sucked, so as we're rolling the credits, we want you all to dance to a real catchy tune.
But Uma Thurman in that movie is a piece of ass.
I think she's great in everything. You know what I really thought that she was the ultimate piece of ass is that Batman movie she did where she played Poison Ivy.
Agreed. She's
hot.
A good redhead.
Very much so.
And here's a guilty pleasure for me with that movie that we were just the awful movie Be Cool.
Yes.
Vince Vaughn.
Who's also bad in it.
But I mean, I am in love with it. Doing the white guy who speaks black and is like a pimp all the time. Like, what are you jonesing me for? And he wears
his fur coat,
fantastic pimp clothes. I mean, that's on the High Def channel.
I know I see it
more than I should, but I can't help but laugh at him.
And you're supposed to suspend disbelief when you're watching a movie like that, but like when they're all brandishing their guns on the set of the movie where they're filming like a rap video.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, and Uma Thurman,
make a little effort. That's all I ask.
Uma Thurman, maybe uber hottest in The Producers. If you ever saw the movie,
I never saw
it.
Yes.
Shots with the bustier.
Oh, my God. Still, you know, like Pulp Fiction where they jam the syringe into her chest.
Hello. Uh-huh. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Sexy.
Hello there.
Wait 1 second. I just wanted to say that Mike looks great on that DirecTV thing with Mini-Me. I got to go.
Mike looks great on the DirecTV thing with Mini-Me.
Don't get it.
I don't know what
Hello,
that's
Don
about.
And Mike show.
No idea.
Hey,
Hello.
Guys. How y'all doing?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. The movie's called My Super Ex-Girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Looks, the one that you're talking about, yeah.
Looks funny, but then again, a lot of things look funny. Although, you know, something that holds up time after time is that goddamn 40-year-old virgin movie.
Because really,
now that it's on HBO, they go through a cycle on HBO. When they get a movie, they run it so much that you hate it.
Right.
And then it's like gone forever. And now it's the point of saturation where pretty much it's on every single day.
It's one like any really great comedy. You can watch it again and again and again. And I think that is a fantastic movie.
It's fun.
The shark flying through the window at him, though, I think will be a classic part of the movie, though.
Be Cool, though. You watch Be Cool, don't you? Even though it sucks, you just can't take your eyes off.
Well, I'm a fan of Elmore Leonard, the guy who wrote the book.
Right.
And
isn't the book a hell of a lot better than the movie?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Right. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And he wrote the thing is he wrote the book as a follow-up with John Travolta in mind for the role of Chili Palmer.
If you want to enjoy that movie more, take a good look at John Travolta's hair in that movie. Because John Travolta's hair, I swear to God, it's starting to be paint your bald spot.
I told you he's like a wax dummy.
It's weird because it's not even the plugs. It's just this straight line where his hair is, and then it looks like shoebox, you know, shoe leather. It's
amazing.
And then
every once in a while, you see him like wearing his Kiwanis Airlines thing, because he's going to fly a real airplane with people on it, like in Australia or something like that.
He has a house that's an airstrip.
His hair tends to look like a steak. Just a steak laying on his head.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello there.
Hi. Don and Mike.
Hi. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, my friend Joyce got electrocuted through the radio last week.
I hope it wasn't our reverb, sir.
you say electrocuted. Do you mean she was killed, or is she okay?
No. She was hit by the lightning, and it came through the radio that she was trying to turn off because there was a storm.
I tell you what, that's one hot station. That's a promo for Mega 98.6, the laser station.
I heard about a guy that...
Lightning round.
There we go again. It's time for a lightning round.
I heard about a guy. I think it might have even been a cop that actually got electrocuted through the radio. Where it can anywhere that there's a chance for receiving a signal, it could definitely come in and get you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Red Buttons. I'm calling from the crypt.
Red Buttons.
Oh, now listen. Gotta say, it really was not airworthy today.
Yeah.
However, Rob was scooped by... Who scooped you on that?
John brought in the fact that it was Dead Buttons.
Yeah. Dead Buttons. Regretfully, Red Buttons has left us.
And my autograph doubles in value.
Yeah, shut up,
we're
eBay.
We're aware of that.
eBay monkey. eBay Kong. Climb with confidence.
Ape Bay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Twinkle, twinkle, baby. Twinkle, twinkle.
Right. Okay. One more. And then I know. Oh, I know. We got the Larry thing. Oh, yeah. I'm so in the mood for some Larry today.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, and everybody, please don't think that I've forgotten about Buzz's story about his problems.
My airport
with
nightmare.
Security.
Yes.
I got a little insight on this. Buzz actually, got physical with a transportation security officer.
Really? I didn't think she'd mind.
Oh, hello. God. Hello, what can we do for you?
Stud.
I've got a comment about Be Cool and Uma. It reminds me a lot of the Naked Gun series with Priscilla Presley. She carries it just because she's so hot.
Yeah, and God, you look at Priscilla Presley now.
What happened? I mean, is that the plastic surgery gone bad? Or is it? She had, when I saw her, I forgot what show it was on. It might have been the American Idol thing where they showed her. Was she carrying around? She was either pregnant or she had some little basketball going on down there?
We discussed that, I think. We talked about the fact that she had like a kangaroo pouch.
And then from the neck up, it was monster. It was absolutely
terrifying.
New and
improved Joker products.
Joker product.
Mike, she doesn't have a paunch. That was a bulletproof vest.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, the word electrocuted means killed. You actually have to be killed in order to be electrocuted.
So. Yeah. I knew I was right when I corrected that guy. If you say electrocuted, that's what happens when they put you in the big house and put you in the chair.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, if
You haven't been killed. You're just shocked.
Shocked.
Okay.
Bye.
Shocked. See you later. So we're not electrocution jocks.
No, we are shock jocks.
Shock jocks.
That's right. If we were electrocution jocks, we'd be killing people with our comedy.
Got a break. We'll be right back.